why I paint this picture right at the beginning is because corruption, the type of corruption that we've seen under Jacob Zuma over the last two terms, is something that cannot be repeated again, which is why a lot of people have been welcoming the IEC's hearings that they've been hosting, looking into political party funding, looking into that particular funding being made publicly available, the numbers. And as far as we know, under, you know, under close scrutiny, of course, is the draft regulations, which seek to compel political parties to publicly disclose donations of more than 100,000 while they submit records lesser than that amount to the IEC. Now, sharing in some of the objections to this is the Democratic Alliance, and you are joined by the outgoing Federal Executive Chair, James Self. James, good morning. Thank you for joining us on the show.
Thanks so much for having me.
Now, one would expect that the Democratic Alliance standing up for clean governance and all the rest of it would be the first political party to bring out the pom-poms and go, hey, man, yes, let's be open about this. Let's sure. disclose how much we're getting from who. After all, we're in government in the Western Cape.
Yes, quite right. And we have absolutely no objection to the disclosure limits of 100,000 rand and above.
Yeah.
In the form that the IEC wants, which is to give full particulars of each person, including their ID number, their contact details, and so on. But in practical terms, once you go beneath that level, and particularly when you get to under 1,000 rand, you've got large numbers of people giving very small amounts of money, and the administrative burden of that becomes very troublesome because you, by and large, you've got people going door to door, signing up members. And what happens is Auntie Maud says, no, well, she'll become a member, but she'll give 20 Rand extra. Now you've got to take down all the details, ID number, contact details, and so on. And I just think that in their current form, the regulations are perhaps a little bit burdensome and perhaps encourage non-compliance.
Okay. Well, I mean, if you look at that whole process of taking down people's numbers, even at 1,000 Rand, you've got technology called OCR. All you do is you scan someone's ID. It pre-populates a particular form. You know, it takes almost next to nothing to be able to record that type of information.
Sure. But, I mean, we're dealing here with thousands, tens of thousands of volunteers, many of whom are doing this because they passionately believe in the cause. They don't carry that sort of technology around with them.
Sure. Now, what stops then, you know, and let's 1,000 Rand obviously is where you're dealing with loads and loads and loads of people, as you've pointed out. But let's look at 50,000 Rand. And that is something that concerned the IEC. I mean, we spoke to them last week, and they said, well, you know, what stops Uncle Atul, for example, from donating, you know, 50,000 Rand a day, let's say, to Uncle Jacob somewhere in the country?
Yes. No, obviously splitting the donations is a problem, but the legislation provides in Section 14 and 15 that if the IEC smells a rat or smells an utterle, then they have very, very significant intervention powers.
Okay.
So you can start, you know, picking up a pattern because what we're saying is we don't mind it disclosing the amounts. It's just the other reporting details that are burdensome. So you know, they could pick up the here's 15,000 donation coming in every day. There's something fishy here, and then they can probe that.
Okay. Now, that's fair enough. So this primarily is a technical application issue from your perspective. James Self, you're the outgoing federal chair, so what are you going to be busying yourself with after that? Still party politics and, you know, digging in deep?
Yes, I am taking over a new responsibility to look after our government. And in fact, that's why I'm going up to Shwane, because as you might have read, there's a problem or two there with striking workers. So I don't know which is the bigger challenge, being the chairman of the Federal Council looking after our government.
a political party, people to deal with, and unions. Oh, my word. I don't know. I find it very hard to choose myself. I know, of course, there was that agreement, the payment agreement that the DA is not happy with in Tshwane. Is that one of the key things you're going to be looking at?
That I'm going to be interacting, yes, with the mayor to interrogate that agreement and find out why it came to be.
Wonderful. Well, we'll certainly wait to see what the outcome of that holds. James Salt, thank you very much for your time this morning.
Thanks so much.